Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating immediate medical needs. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway in Carbondale.
Happy 6th day of January, and on the WSIU Almanac, 17 years ago, Bob Newhart received a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. New Mexico became the 47th state today in 1912. Talk about dry. Of all 50 states, New Mexico has the lowest ratio of water to land at 0.002. And the capital of New Mexico, Santa Fe, is the highest state capital in the U.S. at just over 7,000 feet above sea level. Locally, later on this month in Mount Carmel, auditions are being held for Wabash Valley College's Spring Musical, which is titled Bingo, the Winning Musical. Auditions will be held in the Brubeck Theater at Wabash Valley College on January 23rd and 24th at 7 p.m. The musical will be performed for the public in mid-March. Next month, it's maple syrup time. And on February the 4th, Chris Evans with the U of I Extension Service Office in Dixon Springs will lead a backyard maple syrup productions workshop starting at 10 a.m. at the Ag Center. Now, you do need to call ahead and pre-register. To do that, call the Dixon Springs Ag Center, 618-695-2441. With winter here, the Illinois Department of Transportation is again offering a tool that you can use to check the roadways. Go to gettingaroundillinois.com for the latest road conditions in the state. And also with winter here, the Shawnee National Forest reminds you that some of their recreation sites and roads will be closed for the season. And that's the Friday WSIU Almanac. Have a good weekend. Happy Friday, and here is your WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1745, a French inventor was born by the name of Jacques-Étienne Montgolfier. And along with his brother, they created and performed the first ever untethered hot air balloon flight, and that took place in 1783. Today in 1925, former chief engineer for Pontiac, John DeLorean, was born. And he is probably best known for founding the unique Gullwing Car Company that bears his name. Locally, a student art organization at SIU Carbondale, known as the Graduate Association of Painters and Printers, has an exhibit going on right now in the Corridor Gallery of the Carbondale Civic Center, and it runs through January the 13th. With winter here, the Illinois Department of Transportation is again offering a tool that you can use to check the roadways. Go to gettingaroundillinois.com for the latest road conditions in the state. And also with winter here, the Shawnee National Forest reminds you that some of their recreation sites and roads will be closed for the season. Campgrounds which are closed include Redbud Campground at Bell Smith Springs, Pine Ridge Campground at Pounds Hollow, and most of these, though, will be back open on March the 15th. The Forest Service reminds you, though, that several campgrounds will be open all year long. Farrow Campground at Garden of the Gods, Oak Point Campground at Lake Glendale, and Camp Cadiz. And you can see which Forest Service roads are closed by seeing the link on our website. And that's the January the 6th WSIU Almanac. Have a great weekend.